Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague and friend Richard Epstein, professor at NYU and the University of Chicago. He's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Professor, you know that attorneys representing Donald Trump, former president, in a filing to the U.S. Court of Appeals, assert that immunity for the president means that the case against him that to be started, I believe, in March of 2024 of this year, should be tossed because his actions were that of a president of the United States. How do you respond to that, Professor?
Well, the immunity case is hopeless for the president of the United States. There's already been one opinion issued by the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and they say it's one thing to be president, it's another thing to be campaigning for president. There was no official act that he was trying to do. He was trying to upset the outcome by asking the states to reexamine who should be their representatives from the Electoral College. And so I regard that case as absolutely hopeless. The most serious issue is the impeachment. That is, he was tried in a criminal procedure, and he was acquitted. The insurrection charge was not part of that procedure, but the insurrection charge rose out of the very same events that are now up. What the Constitution says is the double jeopardy provision does not apply if, in fact, somebody is convicted of an impeachment. And notice the verb is convicted, so it's a criminal trial. At that point, what you do is you limit what could be done in the federal system, i.e. removal from office. And then what you do is you have a trial in the criminal system to figure out whether or not any more severe sanctions, a fine or imprisonment, should be imposed upon him. The Constitution says nothing about what happens if the president is acquitted of that charge. The argument that is made on the other side, well, if he's acquitted, that's just fine, but it doesn't matter. What happens is we can still try him. I think the answer is no. This is a criminal trial. This is a matter that could have been raised because it arises out of the same nucleus of operative facts as all the other charges. And it turns out they tried him once for things that it could have done this in there. And so once he's acquitted, as far as I'm concerned, the whole matter turns out to be over. Peter Wallison, writing, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, said, I think that the acquittal is irrelevant. I just think that's flatly wrong. I think it's clear what's going on is if you try somebody in one form, and God knows there's enough formality associated with an impeachment trial, that if you basically lose there, you cannot relitigate the case a second time or a third time. There's no way that you can sort of split these events up into little pieces and say, well, you lost on one piece, but you're now free to bring another piece. And so what happens is that they had another charge that they wanted to bring, say criminal trespass, in a way that was not brought in the first two cases. Then you could bring that in the third case and all the rest of the stuff. No, you get one shot in a criminal system and they lost that one. And so that ought to end this particular proceeding. The immunity case is very, very weak. But it turns out, I think, that the double jeopardy case is extremely strong.
The attorneys for the former president asserted that a long history of presidents not being charged with crimes suggests that all presidents enjoyed immunity. They also asserted that prosecuting Mr. Trump could unleash a chain reaction of other presidents being indicted. Those concerns, do they have weight to the court?
Who knows? We're in such a strange situation. I don't believe any other president is going to be invited except for Joe Biden, where I think it would be a serious situation that he has to face it. And there's going to be an impeachment trial, I think, may well take place. Not something that is perhaps ideal under the circumstances. But I take exactly the same view for that as I do for this. If the Republicans decide to impeach him with a bare majority in the House and go to the Senate and they lose, then it turns out all future situations related to this event are going to be banned. Now, there's a following distinction. If you look at the Biden stuff, there are both tax-exempt cases or tax filing cases on the one hand, and then there are all the corruption charges on the other associated with taking money. if you impeach him only on the one set of cases and ignore the other, they are separate events. They don't take place at the same time. They don't involve the same people. So you could then probably get a second trial on the stuff that was not covered by the first trial. And a tactical person may well do exactly that. So to give you another illustration of that, ordinarily, Mr. A has committed two bank robberies, one in town A on one day and one in town B in a different state a month later. You don't have to prosecute those two separate events on the same occasion. So if you prosecute the one, it's double jeopardy on that, but you can still prosecute on the second one. And there are many prosecutors who say the sensible way in which to operate all of these systems is not to bring all the charges at once, to bring one case, figure out what you learn, and if you lose, then bring the other, because you can now correct for those errors. And those are perfectly consistent trials. A defendant can insist that both cases be brought at once, and I think those claims would be lost because the prosecutor, I think, has the justification and the right to figure out how he wants to do various things with various people. And so that's the kind of distinction. This is a very technical area and so forth. It turns out, for example, that if you prosecute somebody for this in federal court and lose, this is not double jeopardy with respect to a state court system. The cases come out pretty much the same way. They're saying each offense is defined with respect to the sovereign who charges it, so that a state would be free to go after Donald Trump, notwithstanding his acquittal in the impeachment proceedings. I'm very unhappy with that kind of rule, as are many criminal law scholars, because we fear that there's going to be some collusion and coordination between the state and the federal officials, which means that their separate legal status does not reflect the realities on the ground of their coordinated efforts.
The lawyers asserting this, the question of double jeopardy, that matter has been dismissed by some of the senators who acquitted Mr. Trump. This is the New York Times reporting, and legal experts. But your presentation, if I understand it correctly, is that the double jeopardy explanation is the strongest that the president has, the former president has, to avoid the trial in March, to avoid it entirely?
Yes, the whole point is all you're doing is you're going after J6. And so long as you're doing that, this matters. No, as I said, Peter Wallison was one who took that. I just think they're plain wrong about this particular situation. If the Constitution says nothing about the consequences of acquittal, then the correct rule is to say they're not a nullity. It's to say that ordinary criminal rules apply and that therefore double jeopardy is to cover this particular case. And so I think they're just plain wrong. I mean, look, there are lots of people out there who want to get Trump one way or another. There are lots of people who think that he should never be president. I'm not trying to deal with those political issues at all. I'm just trying to deal with what I think to be this way in which you imply an open hole in the statute, which says upon an acquittal and an impeachment trial, can you then bring another state provision with respect to the same action, another federal case? I think the answer to that question is no. And I thought that when you looked at what Judge Chuckwin wrote on this, because it was decided by the district court judge, her opinion was very weak on that particular point. I mean, and it's also very clear that she's out for Trump. She does not like him. I don't think that's a great state secret.
How does this work mechanically, Professor? The trial goes forward, and then on appeal, it would be turned aside because of double jeopardy?
No. No, what would go forward is that you try to bring it and they said, look, this case has already been decided and you stop it before it starts.
Well, they've made that appeal and right now.
No, that was the appeal with respect to the immunity stuff and it was a procedural stuff. But it's okay to say, oh, the immunity claim is weak and you may want to reassert it, but it's still weak. And so that doesn't matter. The question is, if in fact you decide that the president has struck pay dirt, then can you sue him and only reverse it on appeal? The answer is no. The answer is once it turns out that he cannot be tried a second time, he does not have to go through the expense and the ordeal of a trial and then bring an appeal to say, hey, you shouldn't have done this.
In our final 30 seconds, who has the authority to say this is double jeopardy, no trial? Is that the court?
It's a judicial determination and it will go to the Supreme Court.
I see. Via the Department of Justice to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, somebody will protest this. And this Jack Smith, who's running this thing, will start to go there and make the same argument. I mean, no, I think, in effect, this is very high stakes.
Right.
And so if you're trying to figure out, I think the president is right on the insurrection case. I think the president's right on double jeopardy. And I think the president's wrong on immunity. There's no reason that when you look at this stuff that you have to assume that all three cases have the same merits and should be resolved in the same fashion.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.